You're ready.
All right. All right, we're going to begin tonight's board meeting. Welcome to the May 18th Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting, and we will begin with our call to order. Scott, can you establish a quorum for us?
Yes, Corey Roebuck.
Here.
David Hurd. Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Here.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Perfect. Scott, and can you give us the explanation of public hearing procedures and presentation of exhibits and the governing statutes, please?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the May 18th, 2022 Board of Adjustment public hearing. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulation, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Zoning Regulations into evidence Exhibit A, staff report for each case Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C, the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley at the front of the room before addressing the board. Then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Your governing statutes for the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. And 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
All right. Thank you, Scott. So tonight we'll begin with a review and action of the April 20th, 2022 meeting minutes. Board, have you had an opportunity to review that? And if so, do we have a motion?
I have reviewed, and I do see that it was called to order by Vice Chairman David Hurd. I think that was 2 months ago, right? I think that it should be that Mr. Edwards called that.
Yep.
So I would approve it with that one change, or I would move to approve with one change.
Okay. Good eye.
I read that, but I wasn't thinking. I will second that motion if required.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Moving forward. All right. So if you plan to speak tonight, if you don't mind, to please stand up and raise your right hand, and we'll swear you in. Do you promise to tell the truth the best of your ability tonight?
I do.
Thank you very much. You can sit down. All right. So tonight's public hearing is the 22-004V variance with Jerry Giles. Scott, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So Jerry Giles is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 8.020 A1 density and dimensional standards, which are the setbacks. in the Taney County zoning regulations. Applicant is seeking an 8-foot front property line setback, which is 17 feet less than the required 25 feet, allowing for construction of a 24-foot by 36-foot workshop. Per the assessor's information, the subject property is approximately 1.1 acres in size, with a single-family home and a garage that was located on the property. So if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 22004B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Approval of a front setback of 8 feet. Residential building permit shall be required before construction begins, and compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. State Highway T is here. So it's down towards the end where Painter Road initially turns south and then starts heading back to the east. I've got the parcel highlighted. There's approximate, now this isn't exact, but this is somewhat a drawing that I have the ability to do on Beacon of the location of the proposed garage. I just threw the contour layers on there, and I can go to these on Beacon. Picture the location. Looking back to the east.
On that beacon, it showed a building there before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now I just tried to get some visuals from his driveway. And then, of course, this is looking back to the west. And then this is looking back to the east. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant, and I can pull up the beacon for you and move around or zoom in and out, go to
pictometry. So we can see what more of the surrounding area, please.
Yeah. That distance.
Excellent. If you could state your name and then tell us a little bit about your project.
My name is Jerry Giles, and I'm the owner of that piece of property. And as you can see by the shape of my property, it's kind of an irregular pie-shaped. Anything behind my house that would be to the, is this north side? Anything to the east of my house would require passing over my septic system to get back there, so I can't get any vehicles in my backyard. I had a, I think it was 18 by 21 carport in that spot since 2005, and it was all boxed in. So when I decided to build a workshop, I basically put it on that same footprint, but actually probably 2 feet further from the road than what the carport is. So that's why I chose that location, because I can't really access anywhere else in my yard.
So you had started that project without a permit?
Yeah.
Correct?
I didn't realize I had to have a permit.
Okay.
The carport itself didn't have a concrete pad?
No, the sides were concreted in, but it did not have
a
pad.
We had some footers, but not a pad. Okay. And help me, can you point out on there and show where your lateral lines are? I said behind the house, it feels like that's...
The septic tank is... right here, and the laterals run out this way. And so there's no way for me to access it without going over top of
okay.
those.
Okay.
Scott, can you pull that picture back up with the red outline that you did? That was really
handy. I'll just put it on here. So those laterals would have to follow the contour, so they have to, if these tanks here, unless they're over on, I mean, that's... they still have to run in this direction somewhat from southwest to northeast to stay with the contours.
Yeah, because of the contour of the ground, the only way you could get a vehicle back there if there weren't laterals would be right along this line. But there's a big hump in the ground there, so I couldn't drive a vehicle there anyway, because that's where the septic is. It's on that hump.
Scott, can you pull up the image? It looks just like that, but it has the red measurements around for the new proposed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep.
Okay, so just out of curiosity here, because, you know, our big thing here when we're dealing with the variance is just trying to make sure that we're, you know, in a situation where you don't have other options. And so there's a building there that you're going to have to tear down. If we did approve this, there's a building you have to tear down behind it, or did you tear that one down too?
Well, that's just a portable building. I moved it.
Okay, so there's no buildings there at all?
No.
Okay. Scott, what's the distance from the back of that building to the back property line? I guess that's...
This one?
Yep.
And what's the elevation change?
Here.
Well, it starts dropping
really as much,
here, but...
We're trying to figure out if you can back it up some without really interfering with anything.
Yeah. Well... My neighbor is here that owns the property to the west and the north. If you need to ask him if he has an issue with it being
well, it's not a matter of it's not a matter of whether neighbors have an issue. It has a matter with see, because that's the whole purpose that we have permitting
roughly 21 feet
situations,
from that location.
So you are aware to what was it?
21 feet
property line.
Okay, so, I mean because maybe if you had gotten your permit ahead of time, you'd have realized that.
Yeah, I know.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, well,
so
that,
now
hindsight,
now,
yeah.
Now it's analysis hard on us because then we have to make a decision. Well, it's unfortunate you've already poured your concrete, and that's not cheap. We realize that. But but the thing is, if everybody just walked in and said, hey, I already started.
Yeah.
Well, that's not really.
Well, I can assure you that was not my intention to get it started and then come in and ask for a variance.
Sure, yeah.
I was not aware. I just figured that other building had been there since 05.
But that's not even the same size building that you're building.
No, no, it's bigger, but it's extending to the north away from the road.
Well, I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, you know, 100 square foot or less, or 100 square foot or more, it requires a permit. Mm-hmm. And so if it looks like we're in that situation. So, and so when I'm looking at this here, it sure would have made life a lot easier, probably on everybody, because you had room, you could have scooted it back.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I realize that now.
So,
even if you scooted it back within the variance of the back property line, still not going to all fit, right? Within.
So, 8 and 21 is 29. Just barely. 25 and 5. He can get within 5. So,
yeah. So, it's close.
Just barely fit.
Yeah, I thought it was close.
Now, and so, and it's. I mean. What you do have going for you, in my eyes, in this situation, is the fact that there was already a pre-existing building there, and it's been there since what year?
05.
So, I mean, nobody's ran their car off the road and hit your building since 05. It's obviously not probably been an issue of safety, because a building's already been there that long. So
yeah, because the road bends the other way.
Absolutely.
From
so.
That building. And I can't imagine them wanting to widen that road because it's a dead end. There's nothing, there's a couple houses down there.
Funny, if they did that, still wouldn't affect the fact that there was already a building there if that building had still been there, if you hadn't tore it down or whatever. So, okay. I don't have any more. Do you guys have any questions? I guess I do have another question. So how do you feel about, I mean, I realize you've already poured a pad. Is there room for compromise here if we were to move it back some more? Or
could your existing concrete pad be an apron that you would use to drive into the building that's now set further back?
Which way are you going to enter your building?
Yeah.
I'm going to enter the building.
The just from my driveway right here. This is really the only way I can get into it.
Yeah.
Go back to that previous picture. Oh, yeah, you can see it there. It would be in my driveway and then...
At an angle there.
Yeah. It'd be wasted
concrete.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, if I need to move it back, I'll move it back. I'll do whatever I have to do.
Have you done anything besides just the concrete pad at this point?
Well, I've got a building sitting there on pallets ready to be assembled. But no, it looks just exactly like that.
But you could pour the pattern further back and use this. I mean, he can have the concrete pad there as existing for